What would you think we're talking about today? Of course, 2026. Let's do it together. Welcome to All Things Apostolic for the very first time in 2026. This is January the 5th. This is Monday. This is the first Monday of January 2026. And already we anticipate 2026 being, this is not just talk, our greatest year ever. And that's what we're planning on. So I want to welcome you today. We'll talk a little bit about some of these things. What about your 2026? Have you given any thought, prayer, fasting, meditation, pondered the future and thought about comparing what you have accomplished with what needs to be accomplished and what kind of remedial actions need to be taken to prepare us to be able to do those things that have been left undone? Or are we just casually sailing into the new year without any thought of expectations or moving to a new level of commitment to the Lord or all of these things that are critical when we're taking our Christianity with sober reflection. And so I welcome you today. I'm glad you're here. We had great church yesterday here at home. I was here yesterday at home. I preached yesterday morning in La Roca in the Spanish church service. And we had a great time, a great move of God and new people in the altar seeking God sincerely. So that was really, really exciting. In the sanctuary, we had Brother Todd Nichols with us yesterday. The relationship of the Rock Church with Todd Nichols is not odd, but it's odd in a lot of people's minds. His ministry is trusted at the Rock Church. And so he called and said, I feel like I'm supposed to come for Sunday. And so Pastor made the accommodations for him to be with us. I wasn't in the sanctuary Sunday morning when he preached, but I was in the service last night when he ministered. And it would just be worth your time to listen to what he preached. It was just outstanding. And it wasn't like eating whipped cream, okay, where you can take a great big mouthful, but it immediately just dissolves into almost nothing. But it was stuff that's critical to the long range understanding of the kingdom of God. And so there has to be short range preaching and long range preaching. There has to be consideration of what we call the short game, but overall the short game needs to be fitting slotted into the long game. And what he preached last night is long game. It's eternal stuff. It's stuff that's never going to change. Great move of God at the end, a great altar service, tremendous move of the Holy Ghost. People got baptized. I don't know who did or didn't get the Holy Ghost. As you can tell this morning, I've been a little bit under the weather, so I left after the altar call and didn't stick around to get any statistics, but it was great. And some people think I'll be home in bed right now, but I just wanted to be with you on this. I didn't want to be remiss in maintaining my own self-discipline. Whether you would miss me or not is not the point. And if you didn't, I would understand. But you know, a person needs to set disciplines in their life where they are consistent and where they do basically what they have made people expect of them. And so here we are today. So it was a great time. Last week, everybody went to 238. It's a youth conference here in California. It's held in Bakersfield, California at the Greater Bakersfield First Pentecostal Church. It is a great conference. Pastor, there's Kevin Bradford, he and his son Peyton Bradford and others, and the church there and other leadership there work very hard. Brother Taylor Fish and Jared Marks preached. I was not able to be there, but every report I got was that it was just like over the top. And thank God for young men. Thank God for young men. That's not only got passion, they've got passion. That's not to be underestimated, the worth of that, the value of that. They also see the bigger picture and see young teenagers and young adults coming up even under them and are ministering with fervor and with spiritual solidity and with spiritual acumen and insight. So we thank God for all of these things that are taking place. Next, let's see. Next Monday, I start my first class at Wilson University, teaching the first class of the year. And it's in the grad certificate leadership program. I teach four of those classes, and this will be the first one. There is a record-breaking number of really high-caliber, high-quality students that are in the class and that have been admitted to the class for this session. We are going to have a slam-bang good time, and we're going to apply ourselves with fervor and with alacrity and with commitment. And I always tell students that if you're gonna take this and count it as the fourth or fifth or eighth most important thing on your schedule while you're taking the classes, then don't take it. We're talking about world class here. We're not talking about survival. We're not trying to get ministers that's just able to go to their towns and survive and keep the doors open. We're talking about taking dominion. And that's a whole different thing. We're talking about world-class ministry. So people take these classes sometimes and say, wow, that's like, man, you must have a messianic complex or something. But if you're talking about world-class, then you have to remember John 17:18, Jesus said, Father, even as thou hast sent me, even so, the same manner, send I these that you have given to me. Sobering scripture. And so anyway, these classes are, they're on another level. And some people don't do well because they weren't prepared. Other people feel like they already know everything and that this is really just going to be a better articulation of what they already know. And then when they get in, they're not prepared for it at all. They're used to reading everything that they read on an old newspaper level, which used to be about a fifth grade level, magazine level. Some magazines are higher, but just, and then they get attuned to that, and they think that that's the way it is in everything. Well, it's not. And so one of the things is I've had many people say, why would you write a book? Because this book is part of the core, not all of it. Part of the core of the course is Apostolic Pentecostal Theology. And it's not a book written on a fifth grade level. It's higher than that, and it's more challenging than that. And so I've had people say, why did you do that? Well, there's two reasons. One is everything cannot be articulated in fifth grade English. There are things that are more complex than that, that require you would have to use a page to describe a little bit of it. But if you have the words, you can describe it in a sentence or two or a paragraph. The other thing is that somewhere in the universe, the highest articulation that we can possibly reach of an apostolic interpretation of leadership It needs to exist. Whether anybody ever reads it, it needs to be there. The high watermark of that needs to come out of the intangible and the infinite, which is all abstract, and become concrete somewhere where you can say, right there, you can, at least with your fingertips, reach up and touch a little bit of what apostolic leadership really is on a world-class level. Now, hopefully we have better articulations of that in the future, but we have very little of that kind of articulation in the movement at this time. And this is not a book about four steps to a successful pulpit posture or whatever. This is, you'll have to figure those things out for yourself. There'll be 50 books you can find that'll work on all that. But this is for people who want to probe into areas. They have dangers. They have risks involved with stepping into these areas. But what of value has worth that doesn't have risks and dangers? And it requires courage. Doesn't require too much courage to study it, but when you study it, if it really hits you, then it's going to force a decision. And it may be a tacit decision, meaning it's never spoken, but it's there. And that decision will be to go forward or to regress and go back to the shore with the little house by the shallow waters and live there, accepted in society as a good old boy. But never being a causal force that cracks the dome of spiritual darkness and brings spiritual freedom and liberty and a dominion over those forces that are oppressive and dark and very anti-human race, very anti-you and your people and the people in the city where you work and the country where you live and the world. Where we all live. So these are, this is a scope and scale of where these things go. If you've never been in these classes and you are a leader and you are a pastor and you've never contemplated that, pray about it. Pray about it. I hate seeing people that I know are tremendously competent and are anointed and have intelligence, but they never get there because they're never exposed. And one of the things you've got to understand is that there is hardly ever, if ever, anybody that becomes spiritually profound in their generation that did not have a hook to somebody who acted as mentor. That somebody may have been in the distance. It may not have been somebody that you see every week. But somewhere there is a hook. For every Elisha, there is an Elijah. Amen. And so when you look at this, you recognize that this is true. And there's hours of teaching on these things, how those hookups occur, how they work, and their importance, and to what degree does that imply in the relationship authority to each of these men. And on it goes. So, if there's, in fact, right now there's probably time to still get in the class, but it's four classes. Maybe it's five classes. We're going to take it to four classes, but this time it may be five. So it's about 6 months or 8 months it takes to go through this certificate program. It's not long, but it is life-changing. So I didn't mean to make a marketing deal out of this, but that's what we're starting, and that's probably the most important thing that's being done from our perspective in the apostolic movement, because the more people who are walking in divine dominion and revelation that is deeply entrenched in a sound theology biblically, the more we have of those, the more profound is going to be the revival. And there is a group that is having this kind of revival. Don't think there's not. but they're walking in the orbit of revelation. That's what anointing brings. It brings revelation, revelation of what to do in the present, revelation of what to do in a situation, and revelation for the long game, and revelation of the intents and purposes of God on the macro scale, universal, what God's doing. Amen. So yeah, we'd be happy to have you in those classes. So next week we'll be in North Little Rock with a wonderful Holmes folks, Pastor Nathan Holmes and Bishop Joel Holmes and the great church there, Sunday morning, Sunday night. Then we're doing a teaching session on Monday night. And then we're in the high school on Tuesday morning. It's going to be exciting. And then we're in church on Tuesday night. So it's going to be a great time there. We're excited about it. Excited about what's going on. The week after that, we're at, I think, Rosarito, Mexico, at the third anniversary services of La Roca in Rosarito, Mexico. And Missionary Peyton and Missionaries Peyton in London, Bradford, are there. They're doing an incredible job. They have a real church. In those 3 years, it's people that's in there. They're in there, and they got it, and they're solid, and they're developing these people. They're helping them become. They're not just talking about it. And so, and also while we're there, we're going to dedicate Sunday Jack to the Lord, my great grandson. Think about that. My Lord, where's time gone? How can you only be 50 years old and have a great grandson? It's impossible. But anyway, we're going to have a good time. And the Holy Ghost is going to move. And by the help of God, we're going to preach and see good things happen there in that service. And then what else are we doing? We're going to Michigan in a couple of weeks after that to be in Davison, Michigan with Pastor Joseph Alla and his wife and daughter and church. Great people having incredible revival in Davison, Michigan. It's just a great story. I don't even have time to get into all of it. So that's going to be great. Then we're going to be with Brother Paul Elder and a lot of good things going on. So in all of this, have you even thought about getting organized for 2026 yet? So probably a good time to saddle up your horse if you don't get him out of the stall or pull him in from the pasture and get him rideable, because we need to get on our horses and ride in 2026. All right. See you next week. Bless you.